Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 39. And of the blue and purple and scarlet they made woven garments, to do service in the Kodesh place. And they made the Kodesh garments, which were for Aharon, as Yahuwah had commanded Moshe. And he made the shoulder garment of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and of fine woven linen. And they beat out sheets of gold, and cut it into threads, to work it in with the blue, and purple, and scarlet, and the fine linen, the work of a skilled workman. They made shoulder pieces for it to join it. It was joined at its two edges. And the embroidered band of his shoulder garment that was on it was of the same work of gold, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and of fine woven linen, as Yahuwah had commanded Moshe. And they made the Shoham stones, placed in plated work of gold, engraved as signets are engraved, according to the names of the sons of Yisrael. And he put them on the shoulders of the shoulder garment, stones of remembrance for the sons of Yisrael, as Yahuwah had commanded Moshe. And he made the breastplate, a work of a skilled workman, like the work of the shoulder garment, of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and of fine woven linen. It was square. They made the breastplate double, its length a zereth, and its width a zereth, doubled. And they filled it with four rows of stones. A row of ruby, a topaz, and an emerald was the first row. And the second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, a shoham, and a jasper, placed in plated work of gold in their mountings. And the stones were according to the names of the sons of Yisrael, 12 according to their names, engraved like a signet, each one with its own name according to the 12 tribes. And they made braided chains of corded work for the breastplate at the ends of clean gold. And they made two mountings of gold and two gold rings, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two cords of gold in the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two cords they fastened in the two mountings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the shoulder garment in the front. And they made two rings of gold, and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, on the edge of it, which was on the inward side of the shoulder garment. And they made two gold rings, and put them on the two shoulder pieces, underneath the shoulder garment, on the front of it, close to its seam above the embroidered band of the shoulder garment. And they bound the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the shoulder garment with a blue cord, so that it would be above the embroidered band of the shoulder garment, and that the breastplate would not come loose from the shoulder garment, as Yahuwah had commanded Moshe. And he made the robe of the shoulder garment of woven work, all of blue, and the opening of the robe was in the middle, like the opening in scaled armor, with the woven binding all around the opening, so that it would not tear. And they made on the hem of the robe pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet twined. And they made bells of clean gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates on the hem of the robe all around between the pomegranates, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe for the service, as Yahuwah had commanded Moshe. And they made the long shirt of fine linen, the work of a weaver for Aharon and his sons, and a turban of fine linen, and the turban ornaments of fine linen, and short trousers of fine woven linen, and a girdle of fine woven linen with blue and purple and scarlet, the work of an embroiderer, as Yahuwah had commanded Moshe. And they made the plate of the Kodesh sign of dedication of clean gold, and wrote on it an inscription like the engraving of a signet, Kodeshah to Yahuwah. And they put on it a blue cord to fasten it above on the turban, as Yahuwah had commanded Moshe. And all the work of the Mishkan, of the Tent of Appointment, was completed. And the children of Yisrael did according to all that Yahuwah had commanded Moshe, so they did. And they brought the Mishkan to Moshe, the tent and all its furnishings, its hooks, its boards, its bars, and its columns, and its sockets, and the covering of ram skins dyed red, and the covering of fine leather, and the veil of the covering, the ark of the witness with its poles, and the lid of atonement, the table and all its utensils, and the showbread, the clean lampstand with its lamps, the lamps to be put in order, and all its utensils, and the oil for light, and the altar of gold, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the covering for the tent door, the bronze altar and its bronze grating, its poles and all its utensils, the basin with its stand, the screens of the courtyard, its columns and its sockets, the covering for the courtyard gate, its cords and its pegs,
and all the utensils for the service of the Mishkan, for the tent of appointment,
the woven garments to do service in the Kodesh place, the Kodesh garments for Aharon the Kohen, and his son's garments to serve as Kohanim, according to all that Yahuwah had commanded Moshe. So the children of Yisrael did all the work. And Moshe looked over all the work and saw they did it as Yahuwah had commanded. So they had done, and Moshe baruched them.